Hello, this is Vivi on 90.8 FM, Radio Campus Grenoble, with English Talk Radio. My guest today is Seb Perron.
Seb Pierron.
Pierron, of the guitar shop Ferré.
Yeah, Ferré Music.
Ferré Music. And we'll talk about the beautiful sound of a guitar. Welcome, Seb.
Welcome, bye.
The shop has been here on Rue Genesio since 1976.
Yeah, un rue génitieux. Yeah, wow. In Grenoble. Yeah,
but you haven't been here since then.
No, no, I wasn't born.
You're a little younger.
This time, yeah.
Who is buying guitars? Is there such a thing as an average buyer for a guitar, or is there no average guitarist?
Our customer, you mean? Yeah, every type of a guitarist, from the beginner to the professional.
Men, women, old, young?
Mostly men. There is no not a lot of women who play guitar.
Or okay.
Maybe other instrument, but...
We have a guitarist here with us. This is Bertrand. Hello, Bertrand.
Hello, Vivi.
He's actually brought the equipment for me today, and he's the guitarist, and he has a show on Radio Campus Grenoble. And the name of that show is...
Voix de Garage.
Right. You sell everything to do with guitars. Amps.
Yeah, we sell guitar, amps, effect pedals, and all the stuff who is important to guitarists, so accessories, strings, cable, jack, yeah.
Speak up, I can't even hear you with my headset on. okay, lessons too.
We don't give a lesson right here in the shop.
Right.
We have some friends who are a music teacher, guitar teacher.
So once you start, if you haven't played guitar before, you can't just take it home and learn. You have to have some help.
It's better to have some help. Yeah, it's better. With the YouTuber and on YouTube on the internet, you can find some advice. There are sometimes good and sometimes really bad. So it's important to have some professional who can teach you with the right way.
If you don't have that, how do you know you're getting better?
Sorry?
I mean, if you don't have professional help, you don't know if you're getting better.
Oh, maybe you can.
Unless you get a contract.
Yeah, you can. You have to work hard every day and.
Every day.
Yeah, of course.
Is that true, Bertrand?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I've got professional lessons from a guitarist when I was younger. And that helped me very well at the beginning. And then I ceased because I came to Grenoble where I don't know nobody. And I practice by myself, but it's very hard to focus every day, take times to practice. And sometimes you think, yeah, that's good, but how can I go a bit further? And having a professional teacher, it's a big help.
Yeah, he's right.
So professionals are all over Grenoble just waiting for your... for somebody to call them. I mean, can you find them easily?
How can you find some
professional guitarists who give lessons?
Yeah,
there are lots of them.
Oh yeah. There is a lot of teacher. A few are really good, and you have to really choose a good one. But there maybe a really good guitarist is not. Is not obligatory a good teacher.
Yeah.
There is some amazing guitarists who have zero. I don't know how can I say in English.
Zero tolerance for students.
Yeah, zero. Yeah. And it's a bad teacher, but a really good guitarist, but a bad teacher. And there is some middle range guitarist who really gives the l'envie, comment dire,
the will
the will to learn and to progress.
Yeah, Yeah.
And this is the most important, I think.
Yeah.
You can start very late in your life. A friend of mine start after 50 years old. And he find a good guitar teacher, and he practice a lot, and he start playing jazz guitar and things like that, and he love it. He thought he can't.
But he's doing it for his pleasure. He's not. Yeah. He doesn't want to be a star. No.
Maybe it's just a bit late at 50 years old if you want to be a rock and roll star. But
you can start a lot if you want.
Fun,
yeah, you can start. Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason you can't start, but you're not going to be right at the top immediately. It's going to take a little while, and when you're over 50,
if you start really young, you can be really good fast.
Yeah,
but it's.
Can you tell when you see somebody playing? Can you tell? Yeah, this person's going to be good or.
Yes, we don't tell, but yeah,
no,
we know.
No, of course not.
we know when someone got the feeling or the sound in his hand, and sometimes we know when someone doesn't have this. when there is nothing to do.
Well, I think it's different from piano lessons, because with piano lessons, it was always my mother sent me. You know, you wouldn't have thought of it by yourself for the most part. Mm. Mostly, but for guitar, I think you have to have an excitement for it before you would do it. A child.
Yeah.
They would want to do it. It wouldn't be just mummy saying, you have to learn to play guitar. I mean, mothers don't say things like that normally.
Yeah.
Except maybe a few mothers.
My mother, yeah. My mother doesn't tell me that. But I told her I want to play guitar.
Mostly it's mothers saying, you will not do that. Playing guitar is no good. There's no money in that. And then you say, but look at all these stars.
Yeah.
You're listening to Radio Campus Grenoble 90.8 FM. What about repairs for guitars? Guitars get broken, not the ones that are thrown about on the stage, I don't mean.
Yeah, there is a lot of guitar broken, but not this way. But yeah, we have a workshop we can repair guitar.
Is that what those guys are doing in the back?
Yeah. I blocked them in the back. And they're forced to...
And you're in the front. You're actually in the front window.
Yeah. I'm on the interview. They are working hard.
Oh, look, we have an audience. No, he's gone. He didn't last long. we're going to stretch our imagination here, which we like to do on English Talk Radio, and pretend I'm a 14-year-old girl. Excited by music and ready to buy her first guitar. I have no musical experience, but a desire for fame. I want to be Joan Jett. What kind of guitar would you sell me?
Oh, it's a hard question. If you want to be famous, maybe we are going to sell you an electric guitar, like a Telecaster. It's an easy guitar to start, not so heavy, with a small neck. So it's not too hard to start with this guitar. And yeah, maybe we are gonna propose you this one.
Well, I would think the parent is going to pay, not the 14-year-old me. So I would want something wonderful, but my parents would be saying, you are not having that guitar at that price. We'll go in the middle of the road and we'll get the middle price one. I would imagine parents have a say in that.
Yeah. But we are trying not to to get some stuff too expensive. There is no need to have an expensive stuff to to start or to even to play.
How much was your first guitar? Do you remember?
Oh yes, I spent all the money I get during my summer job. So that means maybe 3,000 francs, not euro, francs, because it was back in the 80s. But I got a strong, heavy Gibson guitar with Marshall amps to play heavy metal.
And you still have it?
Yeah. Yes,
it's still working. You play it?
No, I don't play because I think my neighbors will hate that because it's done to play very loud.
Yeah, but you still love it.
Yeah, I practice sometime with an acoustic guitar, but not with the Marshall amplifier. It's too heavy for a small roof.
Now, here's the big question. Are you a guitarist?
Yeah.
Seb.
Yeah.
Do you have a band?
Yeah, I have a band named Collapse.
Corrupt?
Collapse.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to show you my CD if you want after. And yeah, it's a instrumental rock metal band. We play since around 10 years.
That's all.
Yeah. It's cool.
And where do you play? In the local area?
Yeah, so basically in the local area. We have some tour before. We have touring in Germany and Netherlands in a few years ago. And in France.
And what kind of guitar do you have?
I have a PRS guitar. It's a Paul Red Smith. It's an American brand. Great guitar.
You like your guitar?
Yeah, I like it.
So your guitars end up being part of you. They're like your car or your...
Yeah.
They're part of your personality or your character. Yeah. If someone says your name, they think of you with a guitar. Or with music, at least. So that's a very cool thing.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I knew I should get one.
Yeah, a friend of mine love guitars, and few years ago he start a collection of. He start to collect guitars, but he doesn't play. So he start to play guitar badly, really badly. But to keep going to buy some guitar, it's an excuse.
He's a collector.
Yeah. So you don't have to play guitar to buy some guitar.
Well, they're beautiful. I mean, they're not something you'd hide up if you've got one and you're just looking in here. I don't know how many are in here, but a lot, and they're all beautiful and they're all different. They all have different.
Yeah, we get around
types and colors.
200.
Yeah. Around. So, we don't talk money on English Talk Radio, but how cheap is the cheapest and how expensive is the most expensive?
Yeah, the cheapest is around 100 to 200 euros, electric or acoustic or bass, it's the same price. And, sorry, the expensive is around 3,000 euros in our shop.
They wouldn't recommend the 2,000 for my 14-year-old self starting out.
You can maybe buy two or three if you want. Yeah, no. For a beginner, you can buy around 200 to 500 euros.
Yeah.
But the most important is to have a local music shop to get some setup of this guitar, because when we receive the guitar from the manufacturer. Sometimes the neck is not sharp, and the strings are a little old, and even if the guitar is new, so your music shop have to repair and to do a setup even on the new guitar. Yeah,
well, I would think if you spend that much money on a guitar, you have to be very serious and you have to practice every day and you have to have some sort of ambition to succeed. I mean, maybe I'm wrong on this, but it seems to me that you have to have that desire, that feeling about music before you even buy one. I mean, why would you buy it? Your friend bought for it as a collector. Yeah. I can understand that. But the normal average person, I mean, is this one here, is it going to end up on the basement floor in 2 weeks after the 14-year-old girl says, that really wasn't for me?
Yeah, you have to really want to play and to feel it, yeah.
Okay. Greatest guitarist in the world. This is subjective. You can't have the same person for everybody. But I put Fender or Gibson because I thought they were the only ones I knew.
Yeah, there is a lot of great guitarists. One of my maybe favorite is Guthrie Govan. It's a really, really great guitarist, really technique, really harmonic. But there is a lot of great guitarists in all of style music. You have Django Reinhardt, he's dead now, but it's very subjective.
Well, my next question.
Someone told me is the best guitarist for them are Kurt Cobain, because he have some emotion in his play. Even if it's not technically.
You agree?
Yeah, I saw Nirvana on stage, so I understand why people love Kurt Cobain as a guitarist, because it's very in front of you. It's very. It looks simple, but it touched the people very intensely in the heart. So it's not very technically perfect or even very efficient, but it's there's a connection directly from him to the audience, and it's very an interesting guitar player for that.
And his music.
Yeah, there is no rules for that.
This might seem an obvious question. Does it take patience to learn to play? Of course it does. But are there some people who are natural that you would have seen or you would think?
Yeah, there is a few people who are natural, but even if you have the thing, even if you have the feeling really naturally, you have to play.
Still have to put the work in.
Yeah, it's. I don't know if we have to call this a work. It's a lot of time to play music.
But it is work. I mean, you have to work at it's learning.
Work, yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's work, mate. It's fun. When you play some music and sorry for my English, but if you take a piece of music really difficult, when you can't play it, it's joyful, really.
Well, you get to the point, you must get to the point where there are certain things that you look back on and you say, I couldn't do this last year. This year it's easy for me. But wow, I mean, so you progress.
Yeah.
And that must be very satisfying.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
for sure. I remember when my teacher told us, you're going to learn some Jean-Sébastien Bach parts. And I think to myself, no way, man, no way. And finally, we succeed to play it at four people together, a very technical part of composition of Jean-Sébastien Bach. And after that, we think, oh, yes, we've done it.
I think that's true with a lot of things, but it must be fantastic with the guitar, because it's just you and the guitar. I mean, yes, you've had help, but it's the two of you together, you know.
Yeah, when you learn to play,
you're
alone with you.
Yeah.
But it's really cool to play in a band too, because you have to share your passion with music with other musicians, a drummer, bass, or pianist, or other guitarists for my instrument.
How many guitarists in your band?
I'm the only one.
Very good. I had to ask.
I've killed all the other ones.
So you're the best and the worst.
Yeah.
Okay. Who founded Ferré Music?
It's Jean.
Guys in the back?
No. He used to be in the back here. His name is Jean Ferré. So Ferré is his last name, and he died 2 years ago.
Mm. Yeah,
at 83 years.
Mm. So he died successful. He was very happy to see what he'd done.
Yeah. We have known see him from 4 or 5 years, but he was happy that the shop still
did
exists.
Well.
Yeah.
What would you tell young hopefuls? I think we've covered this about being a guitarist. I've said you've got to love it. Nobody can be forced to play a guitar. Well, I guess they can. But parents don't normally say you will learn the guitar. This is very important.
Yeah.
They say you will learn to play the piano because it's very important. Or they used to.
Yeah. I think that parents can force a child to learn. I used to be a guitar teacher, and I've seen that the child really learn when he wants, but if parents force them, it doesn't work now.
You gotta love it.
No.
Right. Okay. You have a wonderful shop.
Thank you. Thanks.
Everything here. What I haven't said for some reason, it's in the script that you have everything that goes with the guitars.
Yeah.
Just quickly go through that. What do you have?
Where do I have?
What are these things that you have here?
Yeah, we have some guitars, some amps, some effect pedals. A lot of effect pedals. You can change your sound with all this stuff. And we have some audio interface to record your masterpiece. We have some bag, what do we have? Yeah, some stand, ukulele
so
for
this
the
is
summer.
The place
yeah.
to come. You have everything for guitars.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have only things that we can play.
When I came first in Grenoble at the end of the 80s, it's one of the first shop I visit. The first week I came in Grenoble for my studies, because I buy strings and an FX pedal for my guitar. So even if I don't come here very often because I don't play in a band anymore, I came here several times, so I can tell you it's the place to be.
Do you still have these pedals?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're running out of time, Bertrand. Tell me if we are. Oh, okay. We have 4 minutes. So let's go to your favorite. My headset's falling off. Your favorite guitar.
Ah, it's mine. My own. I have a brand that I like is a PRS, so the brand of my guitar, but there is a lot of great brand in all different style of music. So there is of course Fender or Gibson, but there is a lot of underrated brands like Schecter or Dan Electro, yeah. And it's like the best guitarist in the world question. It's really personal. So someone is gonna love some Fender guitars with single coil pickup. Someone is gonna love jazz guitar with a humbucker pickup.
Individuality, everyone's different.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting if you have a local guitar shop in your town, is that for your first buy, you can come and try different kind of guitar and have advice and try to find the one which is suit you and which gonna help you to play the kind of music you want to play, because you can buy the same guitar if you play jazz things or heavy metal, if you want to play folk music or rock and roll stuff, there is some different kind of brand and style of guitar, and come in a very good guitar shop can help you a lot for that, because you're gonna have the advice of the guy in the shop, but also you can try different kind of
the
guitar.
The guy who's in a band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. It's really important to try your instrument. Yeah.
I was just thinking, standing here surrounded by guitars, of that picture of Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
When he was a teenager, I guess, from the 60s, and he's got a guitar on his back with a strap, and he's leaving, you know, it's a very famous picture, and he's just leaving somewhere, and he's got this guitar, and it looks like, this is all I need in the world, you know?
Yeah,
well,
yeah, yeah.
I think it probably was, apart from women.
Yeah.
He liked women maybe as much as he liked guitars, but that was how it was. If you've got the guitar, it's all going to come.
Yeah. Yeah, if you got the guitar, you never get bored, or
So I'm going to say thank you to Seb.
Thanks to you, Vivi,
for being a guest on English Talk Radio. Thank you for having us in the shop today. I hope we didn't cause any trouble. Bertrand, don't touch anything.
I think he's gonna try something later.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.
I was talking to Seb Perron of Ferre Music.
Yeah, great.
Guitar specialist in Grenoble since 1976. You can listen to English Talk Radio Wednesday 1900, Sunday 12:30, and on 90.8 FM Radio Campus Grenoble. Thanks to Bertrand.
Thank you very much. Bye.
English Talk Radio.